The plan includes $5.7 billion for a strategic deployment of physical barriers or a wall.
Now President Trump is saying, give me the wall and make radical changes to legal immigration, or I'll shut the government down.
This is a solvable problem, and if Congress will come to the table, it can be resolved.
I feel a little betrayed by our politicians. You know, they take in an oath of office to serve our country.
No, you know, just going to work again like usual, but not getting paid, you know.
I am a diabetic, and if I can't pay for my medicine, that's practically a death sentence.
As the government shutdown continues, we are taking a closer look this week at the ways it's affecting our community. Today, we hear from Judd Sampson. Sampson is the forest geologist for the Tonto National Forest, and he has been furloughed for more than a month now as negotiations in Washington to end the shutdown continue to stall. But this isn't Sampson's first rodeo. He was also furloughed in 2013 when the government shut down for 3 weeks. And he says he was able to prepare for this one as the headlines seemed to point in that direction. But when he came into our studios yesterday, he told me as the shutdown continues into record-setting territory, its effects will be felt far beyond his own wallet. Sampson wants to point out that he is not officially representing the forest or the USDA here, just his personal points of view. He began by telling me how he found out he was officially furloughed just before Christmas.
Well, we had a hunch it was probably going to be happening. It happened on a Friday night when appropriations expired. I did get a text from my immediate supervisor, the forest engineer, the next morning. Mm-hmm. And we were instructed to sign furlough receipt letters. So there's a formal notification process, and we have to sign that out.
Yeah. So when that happened, right around Christmas, did you have any idea it would last this long?
Just judging from the political rhetoric and the positioning that had been happening through the fall, I think I had a pretty good idea. Thanks to my wife, she's a political science major. We talk about these kinds of things a lot, and we thought that it was probably going to last for a while. We didn't know it was going to be the longest ever, but we figured maybe 3 weeks, maybe a month. I think she said it might be even longer than that, and here we are.
So I wonder, what are you doing with your days? Like when you're almost a month into this and you're still not able to go to work every day, how do you fill your time?
Well, there's plenty of things to do. We own our home, so there's plenty of things to do around the house, obviously. It's a 50-plus-year-old home, so it's always something to update or keep up. Plus, my wife and I are both very active in the community. She started the neighborhood association and the block watch back up after it had been dormant for a while. So we've held some meetings of those, and I go out and do block watch patrols and talk to the local businesses and residents and about security concerns and things like that.
Keeping yourself busy, it sounds like?
Definitely keeping busy.
So you're looking at your second missed paycheck here, and this can't be easy for any family. How are you coping financially?
Well, it is difficult. We've had to dip into our savings, but like I said, we kind of saw it coming to some extent, so we were prepared a little bit. But you know, it's still a major impact to lose, the salary. My wife has an entry-level position, so she's not, the major breadwinner in the household. And fortunately, as a disabled veteran, I also do get a bit of a money from the Veterans Administration, which for now, although that did get fully funded, it still relies on the Treasury Department to cut the check. And
yeah,
so far that's happening. We're hoping it comes in on February 1st, but I haven't heard that it won't yet.
Okay, so there's another one that you're a little concerned about. What are your other concerns at this point?
Well, there's, mortgage, utilities, food, and the big one's health insurance. For right now, the most recent guidance that we have from the Office of Personnel Management is that we will continue to be covered under our 2019 federal health care benefits. But the federal government hasn't paid any of those premiums yet, and neither has the employee deduction. So
right,
they haven't received any money. So right now it's up to the I don't know what arrangements the federal government has with all the different healthcare insurance providers. But to date, we're still being covered. My wife went to the doctor yesterday. That was good.
So okay so far, but you're not sure how long that might last?
I don't know. And there's been no definitive guidance on how long the insurance companies will continue to provide benefits.
What are you hearing from other federal employees, especially those who you work with? Are they in dire straits at this point?
Some of them are. Fortunately, we were very proactive with my team and warned them ahead of time. And they were fortunate enough. They've either been in long enough or they've had other resources to be well positioned and well prepared for it. But everybody's concerned. We all have mortgages to pay and we all have, bills and things like that. And fortunately, we all have spouses that are employed. So mm-hmm. that definitely helps. But there's others who aren't. I think of the people who work the front line, the front desk, the first face that you see when you walk into the forest. They're always eager to tell you where you can go or how you can recreate or what you can do. And they're only a GS-4 or a GS-5. Their take-home pay is, $500. Every 2 weeks or something. That's mm-hmm. barely enough to live on as it is. Mm. And I worry for them because if they're paycheck to paycheck, there's no resource for them.
Yeah. I wonder, at some point, do you have like a cutoff date in your head where you're just going, I can't do this anymore? I mean, like if this does continue to drag on, what's your limit?
Well, it's the limit's coming up pretty quickly. We only have so much in savings. The next option would be to start withdrawing out of my retirement. But if I had to do that, even if I repaid it as soon as we got reinstated, I'd have to pay a 10% penalty on early withdrawal.
Yeah.
And then that would affect my ability to, have security in retirement later on. So that's scary. Like I said, that date's coming up pretty fast. And
are you going to have to start to look for other work? Or?
I've been sending some feelers out. I know that there's a couple of, agency or a couple of different opportunities out there that have been interested in just getting some short-term work. But everybody knows that as soon as we get funded, we're gonna run back if we can. So we don't make what you would consider a attractive hiring pool. It's only if you want some temporary specialized expertise.
Who do you blame? I mean, are you starting to get angry? Are you starting to want to write letters and hold up signs in protest?
I've explained my personal political views to my elected representatives, so they know where I stand. I don't want to use this opportunity to get into that.
Yeah.
But in the end, since they've already passed the law that's going to pay us back pay, mm-hmm. the only loser here is the American public and the services that the federal government provides and the public lands that depend on us for its caretaking. Mm-hmm. We have nearly 3 million acres of recreational area within a couple hours drive of the fifth largest metropolitan area in the United States. Mm-hmm. And there's no one to take out the trash or pump the toilets or put out new toilet paper or say this area is closed or that area, you have to watch the railing over there. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to dump bait off of your boat in the reservoir. We have 5 lakes on the Tonto National Forest and that forms a great part of our water supply here.
So this, you're saying, could have some longer term consequences beyond your own personal financial loss here. But for the forest, what are you looking at walking back into when you go back at whatever point that is?
Well, it's going to be a real rush to get prepared for the fire season. They start earlier and earlier. They go later and later. It used to be pretty solid. It was mid-April to October. But heck, this last year, it was March to December.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be national firefighting training in Colorado this week. They had to cancel that. That's several hundred people that aren't getting trained on firefighting techniques. The big concern is we're going to have to spend the rest of the year and the rest of our budget this year, whatever it ends up being, we're going to have to spend that doing catch-up and cleanup. And we're not going to be able to get ahead and do the things we were planning to help make it better, And then my personal job is Minerals Administration and Management. My team of 4 and I, we're responsible for making sure that existing mining operations follow the environmental rules and mitigations that have been set out. We're also responsible for doing study on the environmental impacts of proposed actions. We have some very large mines that have proposed operations on the Tonto National Forest now or adjacent to. Those studies aren't being done right now. that not only affects that project, but it's going to affect the communities for those projects, that the jobs won't start.
So it sounds like if you had a message to send right now, it is that there are long-term and broad consequences to this.
Absolutely. The effects are starting to be scary because we're going to have to spend this year, hopefully, if we can, catching up.
Judd Sampson is the forest geologist for the Tonto National Forest, and he is furloughed right now during the partial shutdown. Judd, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And if the ongoing government shutdown is affecting you, we want to hear about it. Send us a note at the show at kjzz.org.